Good morning. It is the 19th of December, 2018, and today we have Strength and the Eight of Wands. Firm but polite in all dealings is all I need to say about this thankfully more or less straight ahead upright pair of eights. We like eights, and we like them in pairs. This is good news in communications in general and positive developments in relationships. Lovely. We are well in tune with the flow, our own, and that's how it should be. The Strength card shows us a serene-looking lady in a spotless white gown kneeling in a green grassy field, taming a lion with nothing but the sound of her voice. No whips, no commands. As a matter of fact, she doesn't even appear to be speaking. It's as if she has a telepathic connection to the animal. Reminds me of my severely missed Coco. I didn't dare so much as even let it cross my mind as to when I should leave for the store, or he'd jump up as if I'd announced it out loud. I digress. There is a lot of active communication, offers, invitations, proposals, propositions. It's all good, but you got to keep your cool. This may be specifically about someone in particular in your life. A lot of fire energy here under the surface, to say the least. Number 8 of the major arcana, Strength, represents the astrological sign of Leo. The potentially dangerous lion is obviously able to rip her to ribbons in the blink of an eye, although, in her calming and soothing presence, tongue lolling out of its mouth, it looks more like a drooling baby or the big kitty cat in The Wizard of Oz. The wands, clubs, staves, or rods are also of the suit of fire, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, so there's some bubbling under going on here for sure. Our Lady of the Lion may look demure, dressed in her white billowy dress, flowers in her hair, but she's restraining a lion, gently cradling his head in her arms. Aww. She's much tougher than she looks. But it's all about demeanor, tone, and approach. You catch more flies with honey than onions, she winks. The 8 airborne wands are sometimes referred to and depicted as arrows, all launched to fly off at the same time. And they often do represent air travel. They sail over a beautiful green landscape and blue water. Traveling does require a saintly amount of patience and self-control, that's for sure, so there's that. But this is like a million things coming at you, like all those arrows flying, and it's not like they're all going to land in the same place at the same time. This is perhaps a rattling, in a good way. Sudden call, letter, email, or message, or more than one invitation or offer, and you've got to sort them out and try to please everybody and be here and there, and there's a lot of last-minute scrambling. Don't burn out. Your beloved furry love bomb gives you strength and calm through the slings and arrows. What do they know about your inbox or care? She is on the left and the flying wands are to the right, headed right, as if they're bouncing off her back. The Strength card is your center, the place where you try to stay when everything's coming at you, and ideally, there's a four-legged waiting. She does look like she may be checking his teeth, so this may be a notice for an annual vet visit, or you may need to call your own dentist and hustle in there before the year is up. Nothing like being lectured by a couple of tarot cards first thing in the morning. Sorry.